Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So listen, you know, before you start calling people idiots and before you start kind of making fun of them, you know, cut them some slack. People want to treat themselves for COVID. They want to prevent COVID. You know, they don't want to just leave it up to a vaccine. So it's no surprise that this kind of stuff has been happening, especially when a doctor overseas was suggesting it. I'm telling you, it's a bad idea. Okay, so apparently there's been this trend of people gargling with betadine to try to avoid COVID. And they're not completely out of their flipping minds because apparently a TikTok video, let me see if I couldn't translate it. It was a Thai television show called Tok Me Tiang. Sorry, not a TikTok video, but a Tok Me Tiang television show that got, I think, shared on TikTok and YouTube or whatever, showed a doctor talking about how he gargles with betadine to avoid getting COVID. Now, mind you, these other countries don't have as robust a vaccination plan. So these doctors or these media stars are trying to do the best they can to give the public something they could do while they're waiting to get vaccinated or trying to deal with COVID. Let me see if I could see what Thailand is going through in terms of if I have Thailand's numbers. We do know that COVID waves are still pretty active, especially in Asia. But while I'm trying to get Thailand's numbers up, I think this was not so much to calm the fears down of people, but to go, look, you know, there's something you could do. But it's a bad idea. So betadine or povidone iodine solution is something we use to clean before we do a surgical procedure. So if we're going to remove a cyst, remove a lipoma, do your hysterectomy, we use betadine to prep the area. Now, betadine has been used as a lot of antiseptic as well as antimicrobial products. And the betadine company, which I believe its parent is Purdue, has expanded a whole slew of products. And there's a gargle. There's actually a betadine mouthwash out there. Now, why is there a betadine mouthwash, yet there's news reports saying don't gargle with it? Well, the mouthwash is supposed to be to soothe a sore throat. And it's a formulation where the active ingredient is betadine, but there's other things in it. Some people might be reaching, and I'm sorry I don't have a bottle to show you, but they might reach for the brown bottle and not the over-the-counter sore throat soother to take it and gargle it. And you can't ingest the stuff. You're not supposed to ingest it. The material data safety data sheets say do not ingest betadine. So why the controversy? If betadine kills viruses, kills bacteria, kills fungi, and it's a microbicide, why won't it kill COVID? Well, think about it. All right, if COVID is coming at you, it's going to get in through your eyes. It's going to get in through your nose. If you are going to inhale, maybe some might stick onto your throat, but it's going to get into the lungs. When we test you for COVID, we're testing the throat. We're testing the nasopharynx. You're right. COVID can't sit on those. But we're testing you to see if you've been infected. that virus is already way beyond the throat. We might be able to pick up some stragglers, but it's not necessarily at the mothership when we're looking at the pharynx area where you're gargling. And so the practicality of trying to prevent COVID by just doing a simple gargle doesn't really work, because you're also getting it through your nose. You're getting it through your eyes. And we don't want you putting that stuff up your nose. We just don't want you trying to expose it. Now, can betadine be safely on mucosal membranes? Well, there was a study looking at penises and urologists who were using betadine. And it is, shall we say, not caustic per se if you have to do a short-term surgical procedure. But there was a study looking at a child that had ingested it. And in this report, it cited 18 adult suicides and suicides by ingesting betadine. And they found all of them to have major corrosion and necrosis of their bowels. So that's enough for me to agree with Purdue and agree with the betadine website that you don't drink the stuff or gargle it and accidentally swallow it. So Purdue says it may be harmful if swallowed. On the Betadine website, they urge users not to use the gargle or first aid products to treat or prevent COVID, as Betadine antiseptic products have not been demonstrated to be effective for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19 or any other viruses. So what happens if you ingest it? Well, you could get abdominal pain. You could get nausea. You could vomit. You could get diarrhea. You could get dry mouth. You could have inability to urinate. So it could definitely affect a lot of these processes. And so any accidental ingestion would prompt a poison control center call to 1-800-222-1222. That's 1-800-222-1222. Or, of course, call 911. So what does this mean? Does it mean people are idiots? No, it doesn't mean people are idiots. It means people don't want to get COVID. Remember, we scared the living daylights out of people. I'm scared about COVID. Do I think we needed to scare people to the point that they start to damage themselves trying to take in veterinary forms of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine from fish, products? You know, we got to be really, really careful when we scare people, because they want to be proactive. They want to do something if they think that we're exposed, because we're exposed all the time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Inside Edition visited 15 different restaurants in New York City at random to spot check and see if they were enforcing the city mandate. Of the 15 restaurants they visited, 11 did not enforce the proof of vaccination requirement that de Blasio decreed, or a matching form of ID for restaurant indoor dining. They say when producers visited an eatery on the Upper East Side, they were seated indoors right away with no questions asked. Well, why do you think these restaurants are doing that? Because they're struggling. They have a paying customer. You're asking them to turn away a paying customer when vaccinated individuals can also carry the virus? They said at another popular Eastside restaurant, producers were allowed to order and eat indoors without showing any proof of vaccination. Since August 17th, New York City has required proof of vaccination for people attending all indoor activities, and Mayor Bill de Blasio ordered businesses to begin implementing vaccine checkpoints or face $1,000 fines. So 11 of 15 New York City restaurants that were looked at, it's a small sample size in terms of only 15, but man, that shows that this is not being taken well by business owners. Or a business owner may be having difficulty ensuring that their employees stick to the rules. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that could be happening. In a segment airing Thursday, Inside Edition visited these 15 different restaurants, and they showed them. They had secret camera. And let me see here. When producers visited this one, they were sat right away. There was a restaurant called BurgerFi. A restaurant allowed a producer to order and eat indoors without showing any proof of vaccination, despite the restaurant having signs which said, "Show me your vax." Producers returned the following day and spoke to a manager. They said, "We did have a producer come by last night who was able to sit inside, and he said he wasn't asked for proof of vaccine card or anything." That's according to Ann Mercogliano, Inside Edition's producer. The manager said, "I'm shocked. I'm really shocked right now because I know that I've been asking everyone." They said, but not every restaurant violated New York City Bill de Blasio's proof of mandate vaccine. At Soho's Mercer Kitchen, staff members did everything by the book, they said. When a hostess asked the investigative producer for proof of vaccine at the door, he told the hostess he was vaccinated but didn't have his card. She said, "Unfortunately, if we don't have proof, we can't seat you inside. It's New York law." Only four of the 15 residents prompted to see proof of vaccination and matching ID. Now, this also includes gyms and shows in L.A. Gyms, I think clubs, restaurants have to show proof as well. I believe in New York, you do get to sit outside. Not a lot of New York restaurants have outside. And mind you, it's still pretty hot. And then it's going to get pretty cold pretty soon. So these mandates, and we've spoken about this before, obviously are simpler said than done. And businesses that are understaffed, how do they fire people? They don't have enough people to work. So you'll hear that some people are like, "Oh, I saw them take off their mask. I saw them." What's the manager going to do? There's nobody to work. Nobody's coming into work. So they might have the rule, and they might say, "Look, this is what you do. This is what you say." And if the employee is like, "Here, just sit down. I have to run and get this table. I have to do this. I have to get..." They might not be thinking about Bill de Blasio's decree. Or on the flip side, the restaurant might be like, "Man, okay, we need to make money." How many times has the food server come up and seated you because there wasn't a hostess? And that food server seats you in their station. That food server needs tips. That food server needs to pay their family. And if there's a whole bunch of people that they have to turn away because they go, "Oh, I don't have my vaccine card." See, that's the other thing. I don't like carrying around my vaccine card. I'm vaccinated, but I don't like carrying around my vaccine card because I don't want to lose it. I got to upload it. There's like a website or an app where you can upload it onto, so I need to do that. But what if I lose my phone? I mean, with the smallpox, we have a big, nasty, ugly scar on our arm. Not that I would ever want that for COVID. But nobody cares if I show them that scar. It's all about the COVID. Mayor Bill de Blasio ordered businesses to begin implementing vaccine checkpoints or face $1,000 fines. But many bars and restaurants already are demanding proof of vaccine to enter. So some are on board, some aren't. You know, New York is still grappling with large cases, but not like it was before. About 33% of those 65 and older are not yet vaccinated, according to New York being at least 60% vaccinated. So businesses, unions, critics of the mandates were angered, citing personal freedom arguments. In parts of the city where the majority of people are resistant to vaccines, business owners are worried the mandates will be a fatal blow to them because they have not been able to run at full capacity. And now they still can't. And again, this is what government did. Government turned everybody around and turned people on each other. Rather than them, quote unquote, doing the mandate, they said, you all have to. You all have to make this happen. So now you have employees who weigh 110 pounds taking on 6-foot, 250-pound men, telling them that they won't serve them if they don't have a vaccine card. It's scary. It's frightening. Look at what happened with the masks. Look at what happened where, somebody asked somebody to wear a mask, asked them to leave, and then they got stabbed or shot. This is happening way too many times. And it's not our role. It's not employees' roles. I told my staff, I go, look, we follow the governor's guidelines. We follow the book. But if at all you feel threatened, your life comes first. If you think somebody's going to hit you, it's just not worth it. If you think somebody's going to engage you, we're not the police. We're following the law. We're going to do everything the governor wants us to do. But I'm not going to let any of my employees get stabbed or shot. No way. So it really puts business owners in a tough position because it's your job to protect your employees. And if you're not a cop, how do you enforce these rules? And again, the argument being, well, vaccinated individuals won't spread the virus. That's not true. We all can spread it, vaccinated or not. And you have a lot of people who have lied about the vaccine. They have fake cards. So they're showing a card. They might have gotten vaccinated. Their immunity is waning. They get to eat. But you who got COVID naturally have antibodies still. You don't. That just makes no sense to people. Now, we're being told 73.4% of Americans over the age of 12 have at least one vaccine dose. Less than 63% are fully vaccinated, far short of the threshold to reach herd immunity. I got asked again, are we going to reach herd immunity? Herd immunity is when the majority of the population is immune to something. Thereby, those who can't be vaccinated get protected because the bigger herd, the immune herd, protects the more vulnerable, smaller herd. Well, I don't really see that if our vaccine or our immunity is waning. I also don't see that if people are lying and using fake cards because of the mandates. I also don't see that if there's not a lot of guidance on boosters and not a lot of enthusiasm for boosters. I also don't see that if the variants differ from what our current vaccines can do. So by the time we even try to think we've reached herd immunity, we're going to be on a completely different strain. So the thousands of people that are currently, hospitalized right now, and we have at least 25,000 who are being told in serious condition, assuming those numbers are up to date. We still have hospitals that are overwhelmed. I think in Idaho, they're having trouble and having to shift people out of state elsewhere. We are by no means, if you get some protection from the vaccine, even better than flu, and 73% of us have gotten one shot, we shouldn't be in this position that we are right now. Either people are lying about the shot, either the shot isn't working as well as it should, or the strain is outsmarting the shot and the masks and all the other stuff we're doing. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending its vaccine mandate. Speaking to reporters, COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients said roughly 210 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. Zients saying vaccine requirements work. The sister of a missing Florida woman's fiancé is speaking out about the woman's disappearance. Cassie Laundrie telling ABC's Good Morning America her family wants Gabby Petito to be found safe.
Me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister, and my children love her. And all I want is for her to come home safe and found, and this to be just a big misunderstanding.
Brian has refused to speak with investigators after he returned to Florida without Gabby, protests taking place outside of his home. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Security in Washington, D.C. is ramping up as a possible rally might be taking place at the U.S. Capitol. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. Authorities say they're not taking any chances.
In March, there was also supposed to be a huge rally in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Capitol, which kept National Guard troops in the city. That rally never happened. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Utah Sheriff right now is actively investigating a possible connection between Gabby Petito's disappearance and a double murder. The Grand County Sheriff's sheriff's office said Thursday they are actively looking into any connection, as there has been a double homicide of newlyweds at a campground outside Moab last month and the recent disappearance of Gabby Petito. Sheriff's office is not ruling anything out at this time and appreciate the concerns of the public and their willingness to contact this office with any concerns, according to Grand County Sheriff's Office said in a statement. So there were two newlyweds, 38-year-old Crystal Turner and 24-year-old Kylan Schultz, were found shot to death at a campground southeast of Moab on August 18th, 5 days after they were last seen leaving a downtown bar. Bridget Calvert, who is Schultz's aunt, told KUTV that the couple complained about a creepy guy who was making them uncomfortable in their campsite just days before the double homicide. Grand Canyon Sheriff Stephen White said investigators think an outside party shot the women and then fled the area. They had complained, you had seen the video, and they were, you know, it was really odd. So we don't know if they were stalking them. We don't know what they were doing. Now, Schulte worked at Moonflower Community Cooperative in Moab, which is the same location that Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, got into a fight on August 12th. A witness called 911 to report a possible domestic violence incident between the couple on a street near the store. The driver of the van, a male, had some sort of argument with the female, Gabby, according to an officer. The male tried to create distance by telling Gabby to go take a walk to calm down, but she didn't want to be separated from the male. She began slapping him. He grabbed her face and pushed her back, they said. As she pressed upon him and the van, he tried to lock her out and succeeded, except for the driver's door. She opened that and forced her way over and into the vehicle before it drove off. Now, no charges were filed and no significant injuries were reported by the police. They said it appeared that this incident was more accurately categorized as a mental emotional health break rather than a domestic assault. And so there really wasn't, I guess, anybody who witnessed the altercation between Petito and Laundrie. And Brian's lawyer said in a statement Thursday night that any connection between the two cases will be determined at a later date. So law enforcement's going to do what they are, you know, doing. But right now, I guess this lady is gone. The couple left a hotel in Salt Lake City, about 230 miles northwest of Moab, on August 24th. We're heading to Grand Teton National Park and then eventually to Yellowstone. In the last verbal conversation Petito's mom, Nicole Schmidt, had with her daughter was on August 25th. The couple was apparently in Grand Teton. Then Laundrie returned home to Northport, where the couple's trip began, but in his white van alone without Petito. Schmidt received a text from Petito's phone on August 27th and another one on August 30th, but she doesn't think these texts were from her daughter. She says, I believe the text was not from my daughter. Now that we know the van was in Florida on the 1st, there is no way that text was from my daughter. They could, I think, easily trace where the text pinged and where the text was from. She was reported missing by September 11th. The van was recovered from the home of Laundrie's parents on that same night. They say Northport Police Department named Laundrie, who has retained a lawyer and is not cooperating with the investigation, which then makes that suspicious, too. So this is just one of these things where it's like, okay, come on, what's going on here, people? And sadly, whenever somebody's missing, you know, I mean, obviously domestic squabbles are some of the number one causes of assault and disappearance of people, as opposed to it being unknown offenders. And, of course, the family of Petito was pleading to the fiancé's parents to help find her. So if he was innocent, you would think he would be like, look, I want to know what's going on. You know, maybe we had a fight. So she ran off. I looked for her. She didn't want anything to do with me. I came home. It didn't make sense for me to be there. So what could I do to help? Do you want me to go back out there? But that doesn't, it sounds like something happened. Something went down. So, sadly, we might not know, and it doesn't sound positive at all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, today, the UN has reported that the planet is on a catastrophic global warming path. The planet is careening towards warming 2.7 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, far above what scientists say the world should be targeting, according to a report on global emission targets. Scientists have said that the planet needs to slash 45% of its emissions by 2030 to reach carbon neutrality by mid-century. But under current emissions commitments from countries, there will be a 16% increase in emissions in 2030 compared to 2010 levels. That would lead the planet to warm to 2.7 degrees from pre-industrial levels. This is going to CNN. Scientists have said global temperatures should remain below 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels to stave off the worst consequences of a climate crisis. A UN report in August showed global temperature is already around 1.2 degrees warming. In a statement about today's report, UN Secretary Antonio Guterres called the planet's current path catastrophic. They say this is breaking the promise made 6 years ago to pursue the 1.5 degrees Celsius goal of the Paris Agreement. I just don't see how humans have that control, people. You know, yes, cutting emissions helps. I do want to save our planet, but what if it's not just about the emissions? What if it's about the solar flares? What if it's about our Earth's tilt? I mean, weather is changing. We know something has gone on because I live near the Grand Canyon. That Grand Canyon did not start in the late 1800s after the Industrial Revolution. That Grand Canyon has existed for a while. Centuries. Meaning the desert is going to get deserty. And the wet parts of the world are going to get more wet. There's a shift happening. And I mean, we could go electric, but what happens when there's a natural disaster like a hurricane? What do you do when you have no power? You're a sitting duck. And I don't want people to say, well, you know, some generations are going to probably be decimated to save the earth. I really don't want to see generations decimated. I'm sorry. I think there might be better ways. Going hybrid, I'll support. Where we could use electric, and in case we don't have power, we could use fuel. I think we should always hedge our bets. That's just me. But doing what we're doing now doesn't work, and deciding to go all electric and not eating any hamburgers, I don't think doesn't work either. Should we have more vegetables in our diet? Absolutely. Can I tell you for certainty that a vegetable-based diet is going to save the earth? No, of course not. But we have a lot of wildfires, we have drought, flooding events, hurricanes, the great hurricane of 1900 that killed 10,000 people in Galveston, Texas. Or that hit Galveston, Texas. That was just barely after the Industrial Revolution. I mean, we've had bad hurricanes, we've had bad snowstorms, we've had Noah's Ark and the flood. So, Guterres urged all countries to submit more ambitious climate targets or nationally determined contributions that would create a more feasible pathway to 1.5 degrees. He also pressed developed nations to push forward with the decade-long $100 billion promise to support developing countries with their own commitments. See, what we need to be working on now also is how to make more water, how to be able to drink from the ocean and desalinate better. How to do more solar energy. How to protect ourselves if we don't have a power grid. How to protect ourselves from terrorists and cyber attacks that could affect our power grid. Right now we are so dependent on computers. That's national security as well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
if you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance. Call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is a very, very kind of concerning headline, and I think we need to clarify some things. There is a female who died of COVID. She was vaccinated. Fully vaccinated, but the family is blaming unvaccinated people for her death. The family of a 66-year-old woman who died of a breakthrough COVID-19 infection included a powerful message in her obituary for people who have not chosen to get the vaccine. According to Yahoo News, Candace K. Ayers of Illinois died of COVID-19 complications on September 3rd, months after she was vaccinated against the virus. Though she was vaccinated, Ayers also has rheumatoid arthritis, a disease that weakens the immune system's ability to fight off infections, according to her family. Rheumatoid arthritis does put one, sadly, in a position where they could be immunocompromised. Her son, Mark Ayers, told CNN that his mother likely became infected when she took a trip to Mississippi. At the time, COVID cases across the country were at their lowest in months. She went to in July. He said, I took my parents to get the second jab. They were also excited. We were a family that believes in science. We believe in masks. We believe in vaccines. We were ready to get back to normal. The family said Ayers was in the ICU, spent the last weeks of her life on a ventilator. Now, she was preceded in death by more than 4.5 million others infected with COVID-19. The family wrote in her obituary, referring to the worldwide death toll. They say she was vaccinated, but was infected by others who chose not to be. That cost her her life. So this is, it's very, very tragic. I do not want to see anybody die of COVID, but we need to be very careful stating as a truth something that's conjecture. How do we know she didn't get COVID from somebody not in Mississippi or one of her vaccinated family members? We know vaccinated individuals can spread COVID. And so the headlines are all about the unvaccinated are killing people. And mind you, unvaccinated countries can very easily allow an opportunity for the virus to sadly mutate. Large unvaccinated populations don't help the COVID cause. But you have to be very careful accusing somebody of being the one to infect others. That's why the NFL ruling of if your team was not fully vaccinated and there was a COVID outbreak, you're to blame. Or no, if an unvaccinated team member causes an outbreak, how do we know it wasn't a vaccinated team member that had COVID? Oscar De La Hoya was vaccinated. Jeff Bridges was vaccinated. They had COVID. This woman, sadly, was vaccinated and had COVID. When they have COVID, they could spread it. Not only could it put them in the hospital, but they could spread it. So how do we know who is giving the COVID? A vaccinated or unvaccinated? Now, I guess they could maybe genetic sequence to the tiniest level to see if it is an identical strain in one versus another. But if they didn't find patient zero for that interaction or that contraction, you can't say it was an unvaccinated that did that to you. Now, I think they had spoken about how she was hanging out with somebody who wasn't vaccinated, so that could be. But do we know for sure she traveled? How do we know for sure? Especially when the incubation period could be 14 days. In an interview with Today, Mark said his mother was a fighter and had expressed her frustration with people who refused to take precautions for themselves and others during the pandemic. He said mom was so angry at people for not getting vaccinated and not wearing a mask. She got vaccinated. She wore a mask. She has every right to be angry at getting COVID, but was she really angry at the concept that we promised that if you did everything you were supposed to, you would be okay? it's a shame. They said, the son said, we're a family of believers in science, believers in the medical advice community, medical recommendations for doctors. We followed everything strictly. So all that combined is kind of what we're still in shock about, how it didn't seem to matter, at least for my mom. So I believe there's a GoFundMe. They don't have it linked. I'll have to double check if there is. And like I said, this is very, very sad. I don't want to see anybody get COVID. I don't want to see anybody die. I don't want to see anybody vaccinated, unvaccinated, get sick. But the headlines are all about how the family says the vaccinated individuals cause her death. Well, the unvaccinated. Really? I mean, you're going to cause more people to die if we don't say the truth. A vaccinated individual, fully vaccinated, pro-mask, claimed they did everything by the book, still died of COVID. Vaccinated people can still be vulnerable. That's the headline. But that's not what the headline is. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Cincinnati seized 1,683 counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards and 2,034 fake Pfizer inoculation stickers over the last month. That's just Cincinnati. Misspelling, substandard printing on the vaccination cards led officers to realize that they were fake. COVID-19 was misspelled. It said COVD instead of COVID with an I. One even has a not a space between, it's in Spanish. Para obtener más información sobre el COVID-19 y la vacuna, the E, the Y, needed a space between the 19 and the Y. E is and. So, they say creating or buying a fake COVID-19 vaccination card is illegal, not to mention dangerous, according to Cincinnati Port Director Richard Gillespie. Purchasing counterfeit cards support criminals whose only concern is their bank account, not American security or the health of our citizens. It appears that the counterfeit card and stickers were shipped from China. That's just Cincinnati alone. I told you, there are thousands of people walking around with these things. And they're saying they were vaccinated. Which is why, if you talk to somebody and they go, I'm vaccinated, do you believe it? Just like if you're about to sleep with somebody and they go, no, I do not have an STD. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I mean, so you tell me you're vaccinated. I don't. I mean, you can show me the card. I don't know if it's a fake card. I don't know if you're lying. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. But I have to assume that you could still spread the virus. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So Gavin Newsom got one hell of a breather being able to survive the recall. Sounds like he feels justified in the lockdowns. When only 9 million people voted and 39 million, you start to wonder what happened there in terms of, do people not care? Did a lot of people leave the state? Did people like him? Were they fine with the lockdowns? Because, you know, they still benefited. They got to stay home. They got to not have to go to work. They got to hang out with the kids and the pets, still make money. But Larry Elder would have been the first black governor in the state's history. He easily beat more than 36 others on the ballot. So he did a post-election interview on Newsweek, and he is a libertarian, he said, and a Republican. And he said, and, you know, whether he's going to have a career later, they are asking him. He right now says he has no idea, but I don't think his political career has ended. I think he is going to come back, and it'll be interesting to see what happens either in California or on a national level. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.